Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When he went to war in 1941, his brother told him, "Be strong." And for 33 years, Hiroo Onoida, a Japanese soldier, was strong. He refused to quit fighting, even when the war was over. He kept on hiding, running, sabotaging the enemy, striving to be as strong as he could be. Here's what happened. Onoida was sent to the Philippines, and his division landed on the island of Lubang in the south. There, jungle growth quickly covers paths, shacks, and very quickly adds camouflage to someone who digs in and hides himself. Toward the end of the war, Japanese forces were faring badly. Most of his comrades had been killed. There were four of them who went into hiding in 1945. One deserted and the other two were killed. His commander had told him, "Death is as light as a feather. Duty is as heavy as a mountain." He was told to carry the mountain, not to surrender ever. And year after year, he held out. He refused to believe that the war was over. Now, locals knew that a Japanese was holed up there. Onoida killed their carabao in the fields and ate the meat. He burned their rice catches, thinking the fire would be beacons for the Japanese. Even the Japanese themselves were unsuccessful in getting him to surrender. Stacks of Japanese newspapers and magazines were left where he could find them. He refused to believe that they were not simply political propaganda prepared by the enemy. His own brother came to the island and, by way of a powerful public address system, told him that it was he, the one who had said, "Be strong," who was urging him to come out and to go back home with him. "He's an imposter," he thought. Photographs of his family were left where he could find them. But this too didn't work. Trick photography, he thought. Nothing worked for 30 years. Finally, the officer who had given him the order to hold out at all cost was located. He was working in a bookstore in rural Japan. Only when he was flown to Lubang and he formally relieved Onoida did he give up and go home. That was March 9, 1974, almost 30 years after the war was over. The Stars and Stripes, a U.S. military newspaper, reported, "And so Onoida carried on, mastering a hostile jungle in which swarms of wasps were as deadly as volleys of bullets. Corroding dampness rotted away his uniform and put him to the necessity of requisitioning clothes from villages. And he often had to step around snakes as big around as a man's thigh." With a Type 99 rifle, now sought only by arms collectors, he made a handful of bullets last 30 years, end quote. Talk about a world-class holdout. He's your man. He refused to believe that the war was over and it was time to quit. While we view this person as unique, quaint, perhaps even a bit weird, he has lots of company. You see, a lot of us refuse to quit fighting, to forgive and to be reconciled, going home and making peace. While most of us know God wants us to forgive, few of us know He also asks us to go one step beyond forgiveness, which is to be reconciled to our estranged brothers, our husbands and wives and teenagers, and to Himself too. When you spend lonely nights and eat your meals alone and go to bed in an empty house where you hear the floor creak and the clock tick ominously, remember the Japanese soldier who year after year refused to quit. Forgiveness and reconciliation are God's way, the only way back home, no matter where you live.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.